Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kritika Malik Arjana is the senior editor of TV Guide. She joins us now to talk about some of the great items that are coming up on your television screen this week. Kritika, glad to have you here. What you got for us this week?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me,
yeah.
As always. This week is kind of a slow week in terms of TV. There's a lot of finales happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably the two biggest ones of this week are Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, which both have their season finales this Thursday. But if we want to move into new stuff, the weekend is pretty packed for us. We have Evil Genius coming out on Friday, May 11th, which is a Netflix true crime docuseries. So if you're one of those people who like hold up for a weekend and watch Making the Murderer all the way through, or like you love Serial, the podcast, mm-hmm. Evil Genius is definitely one to check out. It's produced by the Duplass brothers, and it follows the bizarre 2003 crime known as the pizza bomber heist.
And this is the poor guy who had a bomb strapped to his neck and went in to rob the place, and it didn't end well?
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. I remember this is awful, awful story.
It is, it is. It's like, it's, the miniseries is like a wild look at, you know, how that actually happened and like the effect it's had on America since then.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, was he innocent or was this whole thing staged? I forget.
I forget too. I don't remember off the top of my head. And
this makes me want to watch it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the other one that jumped out at me is Bill Nye Saves the World.
Yes. Bill Nye's coming back for season two of his Netflix show, which is basically a spin on the, you know, long running show that he had when we were, you know, in children in school. And like, we used to like pray for the free period where we'd roll in the TV and have the one episode of Bill Nye instead
okay.
of science class. But he moved his show to Netflix basically, and it's much cheekier. It has a lot of really interesting celebrities and like a lot of like, you know, experts in their field come on and explain basic scientific debates that are happening in culture right now. So in this season, Bill Nye is going to tackle things like climate change and evolution and mind control and, you know, what is the next step of human evolution? Are mutants possible? Things like that.
Geez. Okay, he's getting kind of heavy on us here. It's no longer just the fun stuff, huh? And then Saturday, I'm not familiar with Patrick Melrose.
So that's a new Showtime miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
It's only five parts. It's a very short investment, which is one of the reasons I, you know, highly recommend it.
Right.
If you feel like you're juggling too much already. But basically, if you're the kind of person who loves the BBC Sherlock, starring Benedict Cumberbatch,
oh, yeah.
and you're like just jonesing to watch him be like smart and funny and also a mess all at the same time, Patrick Melrose is definitely your best bet. Benedict Cumberbatch stars in this as a quintessential wealthy British son who is, you know, coming to terms with the death of his father and, you know, how that played out into his own life as a father and a husband. It's, you know, quintessential, like, British drama, but I think there's going to be a lot of humor, and there's a huge cast in this, including Hugo Weaving, Blythe Danner, Allison Williams. It's going to be a really good miniseries.
And then Sunday, this is kind of interesting. I'm shocked at how many people seem to be obsessed with The Royal Wedding, which this coming Saturday will be 1 week away because it's May 19th. That's when the wedding takes place at Windsor Castle. What is this day? The Harry and Meghan, a royal romance? This sounds like a Lifetime presentation, and it is.
Definitely. I mean, like, you know, I am one of those people that also am with you. I'm like, I'm not sure why everyone's obsessed with the royal wedding. And I was talking to my mom about it the other day, and she was just like, listen, we just want Princess Diana's kids to have a happy life. And I was like, okay, Mom, I can get behind that. All right, let's talk about this more. And as we get closer to the royal wedding, there's all these, like, you know, fake, you know, dramatizations of their romance. Like, Lifetime has, like, 6 or 7 of these, including, like, a documentary, quote-unquote, wow, chronicling this whole journey. But this one looks to me like the most fun thing you can watch in the walk-up to the royal wedding. It's going to be a perfectly cheesy, wonderful Lifetime romance, and you're going to be able to be like, this professional fanfic, I'm intrigued, I'm interested. It's going to be a good prep for the actual royal wedding.
All right.
And
well,
the thing about this that is making it kind of like saucy is that the palace is extremely worried about this movie for some reason.
Oh, well, that makes must see it then. If the palace is against it, then the people must see it, right?
Okay. Exactly. So.
All right. Well, that'll get you ready with 1 week. We're 2 weeks out, but by the time that comes on, we'll be 1 week away from the royal wedding. Kritika, we appreciate it. Kritika Mallikarjuna, the senior editor at TV Guide. Always appreciate you sharing that with us here on
Richmond's
Morning
News. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.